Okay, so welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, and just had to record, and you know why not? Just talk about what's on my mind, basically. Talk about just for today. I want to talk about this rule and what's my thoughts about it, and what's in my mind about it, and the whole nine yards about it. So. And who I think is going to win, who doesn't. So, what my thoughts, I think is going to win. I think the Rams are going to win it. I believe in this Rams team. I just think they're going to win. And, I just think they're going to win. Not because they're going to be playing at home on Sunday. I just think because they're a better team. I think they're going to do well. I think they're going to win this role. I think they're going to score more points. I don't have any points, but I think they're going to do well. They got Odell Beckham Jr. They got Cooper Kupp. They got Von Miller. They got Stafford. They got all those guys. It's Matt Stafford's first Super Bowl, and and Odell Beckham Jr.'s first Super Bowl as well, and they're playing well, and I have confidence in this Rams team. I just think they're going to win, leaning towards the Rams, I think they're going to win. I really do. I believe in this Rams team. I just don't think the Bengals are going to win, But I believe the Bengals are going to have great seasons and great future. And they're going to be in the playoffs like every season for the Bengals. I really do. I think Joe Burrow is going to have a great career, and I think the Bengals are going to do well. In many seasons, I think they're going to do well. I think they're going to be in the playoffs every year. I think they're going to be in the championship games every year. I think they're going to do well in the future. I really do. But I think they're going to win in this Super Bowl. No, I just don't think they're going. I just don't think they're going to win Super Bowl. If they do, then that's great. That's wonderful. Good for Cincinnati, they haven't been this Super Bowl in decades. I think the last time they played in a Super Bowl, I think the last time they played the Niners, when Montana was quarterback, when Jerry Rice was playing, all those guys, and I don't mean it was a different Super Bowl, but anyways, I know they lost, and I just don't think they're going to win. I like Joe Burrow. He's going to have a great career. But I just don't think he's going to win this Sunday, If he does win, awesome, But they win or lose, on Sunday, Whatever it is. But still, I think they're going to have great seasons. I think they're going to have, great years and great moments and all that, but I just don't think they're gonna win. I really don't, but you never know how it's gonna turn out. But like I said, I think the Rams are gonna win. I have faith in this Rams team. We got Matt Stafford. The last time the Rams were on this role, they played the Patriots a few years back in that Atlanta game, or Atlanta, I should say. They were in the Super Bowl for Atlanta. And they didn't play so well when Goff was quarterback, and they didn't play so well, and the score was about 13-3. Patriots won, of course. And now Stafford's the quarterback and Goff's in Detroit, and my thoughts about about who's a better quarterback. Like, who's the perfect fit for the Rams? I think Stafford's a perfect fit. I think Stafford's a better quarterback, and Stafford has a lot to learn as well, but he's been in the NFL for a long time, like 12 years, I think, but he still has to learn. But I think Stafford's going to have a great career in LA. He's going to be in the playoffs every year, I imagine. I think he's a better quarterback than Jared Goff, and I don't think Goff is that great as a quarterback. He's not a good quarterback. I just don't think he's that great as a quarterback. just, you know, it just depends, you know. So, but Stafford, you know, I think he's going to get his first Super Bowl ring, first time in his career, and, you know, I've always been a Stafford fan, and I hope he does well, you know. And, you know, and same for Joe Burrow, but, you know. But I just think the Rams are going to win. I don't have any points. I don't expect a blowout. If it was, then that's that. But I don't think it's going to be a blowout in L.A., you know. But, you know, we'll see how that game turns out on NBC. So who see, you know, who wins, who doesn't. That's what I honestly think. And, you know, people are picking the Bengals and some people are picking the Rams. It's neck and neck, I should say, this week, you know. Or I should say last few weeks, I should say. So, I don't know. So we'll see who wins. And, there's no Chiefs, there's no Tom Brady, there's no Bucks, there's no Patriots in this game, there's no none of that this season or this Super Bowl, but, you know, it's Stafford versus Burrow, so see who makes it, you know. So, you know, I mean, you know, we'll see. We'll see how it turns out, you know. But I don't think it's going to be a blowout. But we'll see how the score is going to be. And, I mean, I can, like, predict it. But, you know, we'll see. But, you know, but like, it's going to be maybe, I don't know, let's say a 24-20, the Rams, you know, or wherever it is. Or maybe it's lower or higher. I don't know. But it's probably going to be a good game, I think. So, we'll see. I mean, you know, let's say if they did win or lose, you know, we'll see. For the Bengals or Rams, you know, so, let's say they did, and so that's it. You know, see who makes it. And if the Bengals do win, awesome, great, you know, whatever it is. So, you know, just, you know, if they do win, then it'll be great for Cincinnati. The first time in 88, you know, last time they played the Niners. So, you know, so we'll see who wins and who doesn't. So, it's really hard to say. But I just believe in this Rams team. I really do, so. But I think it's probably going to be maybe 24-20. That's the way I look at it, but, you know. So, you know. So, alright, so that will do it for today's podcast, and, you know, so. You know, just, that's my thoughts, and, you know, just, you know. And, oh, yeah, before I go, before I end this podcast, and to be quite honest about this season, it's like, I never thought I was going to say this about football, but, like, I just can't wait for the season to end. I can't wait for the football season to come to an end. I know it's going to be on Sunday afterwards when the game's over, but it's just like, you know, it's just like, it's been a long-ass season. Seriously, it's just been a long-ass season. It's like every Sunday, every this and that. It's like, it's like, can it be over already? Because I never thought I was ever going to say this about football, but I'm just like, I just can't wait for it to be just over. I just like, I know this season or that season or whatever you want to call it, but it's just like, I know it's football and all that stuff and whatever X, Y, Z about it. I just, I don't know, it's like, I came up for just you know, come to an end. I just came up for just for the season to come to an end. And then afterwards, the draft and the preseason and beyond. So, I mean, so I just came up for the season to end. It's been the longest season probably ever, maybe, as, you know, as far as I know, as a football fan. You know, that's all I can think of about it. Or maybe there's, I don't know, was there ever like a longer season than that? Back in the day, I don't think so, but I think there's only just like a 16, 14 weeks of it. I don't know. If it's, you know, I don't know, some people probably thought it was a great season or not so good season or a weird season. I would say it's been a weird season, I should say. The way I look at it, to be quite honest. I just kind of went for it to just come to an end. You kind of get wear out about it. You know, you just like, you know, you know, you just like, you know, you can get wear out like by that, you know, by certain things in life. If it's this or that, or if it's like reading book to book, or if it's doing that to this, or if you've been, you know, been cooking all day, or you've been working for, you know, for a while now, you get wearing out. You just really do. It's like, all right, that's enough. Or it's like you need a break from certain things. All right, see you when I get back or what have you. So, you know, if that makes sense, what I'm saying, you know. So, you know, it's just like, it's like I'm enough with it. And I'm just like, you know, time to focus on something else. You know, it's just been a long ass season, very long ass season. So, you know, it just has, you know. You turn on Thursday night, turn on Sunday, and turn on Monday, and all that. So, I mean, but Sunday's the final football game for the season, and afterwards until August. So, you know, it's been a long-ass season. It's been a weird-ass season, to be quite honest. And, you know, it just has. In my opinion. I don't know about you, but for me, it's been a weird season. It has been like an up and down, I don't know, it's kind of been like weird about it, I should say. It's just been a weird season, you know. Not until the season you expect, you know, but, you know. Just a weird, it's been like a long ass season and weird, I should say, so. You know, I don't know. That's my thoughts about it, and that's what I feel about it, so. I think it's football, just like, it's like I'm over it, and it's time to move on. And go to do something else, or focus on something else, just say so. You know, so, just sad, that's what I feel. You know, I never thought I was going to say about it, but, yeah, I heard it on a podcast recently. And, you know. And somebody said, I just can't believe I'm saying this. I'm over it. You know, it's been a long ass season. I just can't wait for it to end. I'm over it. I'm like, yeah. Never thought about that. And I was thinking, like, yeah. Thought about it for a while. I'm like, yeah, it's been a long ass season. Very. Yeah, it's been a long ass season. Yeah. Thought about it, you know. You think about certain things over and over. Yeah. Well, yeah, sure. Yeah, it's been a long sad season, you know. You think about it for a while and say, yeah. Yes. Anyways. So anyways, that'll do it, and you know, I'll be back tomorrow, and you know, try to do more shows from now on, so, or just once in a while or what have you. So anyways, that'll do it. So hope you enjoyed today's pod, and yeah, that's all I gotta say. So have a nice night. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. So take care.